What a time to be alive on a Sunday night. It is the Georgia Show. And thank you so much for tuning in here on the Dogs HQ YouTube channel. I'm Jake Roos. He's Rusty Mansell. And we bring you this little show every week, once or twice, for the most part. And as always, the show is presented to you by our friends at American Pride Bank. If you're looking for some localized solutions when it comes to your banking, get with American Pride Bank. They have you covered. All right. Whether it's small business loans, whether it's personal banking, no matter what you're looking for in that realm, you work with American Pride Bank, you work with decision makers along the way. They're available in Athens. They're in Alpharetta. They're also available online at AmericanPride.bank. So you've got options there as well. Check them out. Look for them for your banking needs, whether it's personal or small business. Remember, they are FDIC member and an equal opportunity lender. So get over, check out American Pride. Bank. Rusty Mansell, the Georgia Show is here, and it was a big weekend for the Georgia Bulldogs. A lot of talent in town this week, and that's because it was the scavenger hunt, which Jake and I were talking about the other day, Rusty. When this idea first came up, I thought this was kind of goofy. I thought it was kind of cheesy, and it's really kind of taken off and become a thing for the Bulldogs. They've really made it into a big deal over the last couple of years. And this year, no exception, man. A lot of official, probably the most official visitors I can ever remember coming to this thing. But let's hit some of the highlights. I guess off the top of your head, anybody that kind of stands out, or let's maybe go 10,000 foot view this weekend as a whole. You know, what do you know about it? How does it go over? What are some of the guys feeling around this thing?
I'm pretty confident that Georgia does a really good job with this. First off, you know, this is Georgia's strength. You know, you start talking about things and how can Georgia land these kids. They do a great job. You know, you're not going to get these young ladies. There's some people that are behind the scenes, a lot of people behind the scenes that help things. Look at James Ellis. He's one of the directors of, you know, kind of player personnel, but I'll specifically name two individuals that people that follow Georgia day to day kind of know, but you should know is Angela Fitzpatrick and Logan Reed. And Angela just got married, so she's got a new last name, I believe. So Angela, I apologize if you see this, but she did just get. But these young ladies are like, they help organize everything, and they've been doing this for a long time. A lot of these ideas and stuff like that are these you know, theirs. And you know, you look on social media and they always get tagged, so they're certainly worthy of a mention. And this is Georgia's strength, Jake. When they get on, when Georgia can get you to campus and get you with your family and show you around and they can meet with you one-on-one, that's Georgia's strength. That is where Georgia really dials this thing in. And it's crazy. You know, I'm like you. I'm like, okay, this is kind of, you know, Auburn had the big cat and then everybody had these things, you know, and it just everybody. And it's kind of like, okay, what's next? But this thing is kind of stuck with Georgia. And I think it's that thing that kind of starts the season for recruiting for Georgia. It was to where, you know, 2 years ago, it was kind of an unofficial visit. Let's try to get all the unofficials here. Let's try to kickstart this thing. Let's get one last spring face-to-face. But like you said, this thing kicked into an OV weekend, and then it kicked off into what I would think is an elite 2027 almost group of kids they got on campus, a couple of new offers that were big deals we'll get into, but this thing is really good. And I think this is a strength. You want to talk about how Georgia does things and people are like, well, they're cheap or all the whatever reputation around this thing. When Georgia gets these kids one-on-one and gets a feel and gets a presentation and you have players like Jalen Walker come into town to help recruit, that doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, no question about it. Pretty savvy move, and I we discussed that on the board. The idea probably be a little helpful that he's going to be just down the road. It seems willing to pitch in, right?
So, from what I was told, he called Glenn Schumann Thursday and said, "Hey, I'm going to be in town. Can I come by and help recruit?" And I think Glenn Schumann was like, "Hell yes, you can come in and help. I got two inside linebackers in town that I want you to meet." So, and then you see, and not only he Jalen Walker didn't just stop by, Bruce. Like, he's in the pictures like that. Yeah. Like, he spent some time with these kids. He spent some time with these parents. And I was thinking about it today. I think his deal, I have to go back and look. I think he's like $20 million, and I think Michael was $24 million. So together they were like, I think they were in the neighborhood of like $40 million guaranteed. Can you imagine the conversation when Kirby Smart looks at a parent and goes, that kid right there got $20 million guaranteed. That's more than people are spending NIL on entire teams. You know what I mean? Like, inside linebacker just got $20 million. My edge guy just got $24 million. That's guaranteed money. There's $42 or $44 million in that neighborhood on those two guys. And you can imagine the conversation there. It's like, hey, man, you know, there's $44 million on those two. Okay. So I can imagine they turn that into a very positive again. Jalen Walker being that close and who he is and how he is. I think people, and especially Atlanta Falcons fans, are going to really be excited to kind of see him and kind of learn who he is. I would have never known who he was because they don't get to do too much media. I was able to do some things through Fox 5 Atlanta with him exclusively. Then I realized, like, wait a minute, Jalen Walker is – holy smokes, man. This dude's a five-star on and off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. The pairing of he and Bijan together for Atlanta, not to get too far down that hole, but that's like two community leaders, man. Those are two guys
that are going to do things the right
way and represent you. And I agree with you, Russ. You got that guy walking down the hall. Oh, yeah, he just made $20 million guaranteed. Oh, yeah. And he won the butt kiss. And nobody had him in the first round coming into this year, but we were just able to make that happen too. Yeah. And a lot to love about that. And that leads in probably, Rusty, to the guy that I would like to talk about first when it comes to this past weekend. And that's because he is a guy of that ilk. He is one of the guys who plays that position and a guy that it feels like we continue to hear his name. And that's Nick Abrams out of McDonough School there, Owings Mill, Maryland. A guy that if you're not familiar with him, there's probably a lot to be said for that comparison with Jalen Walker in terms of the mental makeup of this kid. You listen, you read the interviews this kid does, you see the media that he does, you see that his approach matches up incredibly with how Georgia thinks, how Georgia conducts its business. And the rumblings seem to suggest that the dogs believe that as well, Rusty.
Yeah, I think this is Glenn Schumann's done an incredible job of finding guys that fit his room. You look at C.J. Allen, you look at Smile Munden, you look at Raylan Wilson, you look at Zayden Walker. And I'll say the common theme there are these are all football guys. These are all extremely athletic. These are all guys that fit the mold. You can just about tell who he's going to recruit. You give me 10 names on a board, give me about a day or two, and I can tell you the three that Glenn Schumann's going to recruit.
Sure.
And Nick Abrams is a guy that starts checking boxes, very flexible, and can rush off the edge if they were to need him. But this kid is this kid's wired. And listen, when he put out the video today and had the Run DMC in there from his visit, I'm in. Like I'm ready to sign this dude right now. So I just feel like Nick Abrams is a guy that you can tell Glenn Schumann's on him. I expect Glenn Schumann to see him again this week. He has his second spring evaluation. So you get two visits in person during the spring and you get an OV. So if you think about this, Roosh, before June, Glenn Schumann is going to be in front of this kid and his family three times, and that tells you when he's getting on a plane to go to Maryland that this kid is a high priority for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, man, the name just keeps coming up. And the way that this kid, the way that he's approaching this, the way that he talks about NIL, the way that he talks about the mentality and how he wants to prepare – to me, it all just kind of lines up. I'm not saying he's a shoe-in to land with Georgia, but I feel like in terms of the fit mentally, he's a perfect match for them. Four-star linebacker for us in the industry, 209 overall in the country. What really shocked me, Rusty, in seeing him in the pictures this weekend is this kid to me, we got him at 6'2", 220. If he's carrying 220 like that, he's got room to put some weight on that frame, man. That is he's kind of slender almost even in that at that weight.
Yeah, you look at him and, I mean, those kids have put on, you know, I remember seeing Smile Munden weighing like the first time I saw him, he was like right at 190, you know what I mean? You see where he is now and where he's, you know, where he got to. So those guys are they'll have no problem. They got some length on him and got no worries. He carries it well for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nick Abrams, a guy, look, if you haven't gotten a chance to read the stuff, we've got, I think, two stories with him up already over at Dogs HQ. Get over and check those out because he's a guy that I think fits really well with him. A guy, Rusty, though, we've talked a lot about Nick Abrams, but a guy we have not talked a lot about, and I'm throwing him up here because he is a five-star offensive lineman in this class, Darius Gray out of St. Christopher School in Richmond, Virginia. 6'3", 285. Some people thought five-star lineman, maybe this was the reposition after the Jackson Cantwell thing. I don't think that that's the case personally. Mm-hmm. I think this is a different type of player than Jackson Cantwell is. Mm-hmm. And so I don't necessarily move that way. LSU feels like the school that's had the momentum here. But Georgia gets him in for an official visit, and he did a story with Jeremy Johnson, says, now the Dogs are in the mix. Interesting to see how this one develops moving forward.
They're behind here. Now this I will be. I think Georgia's behind here. But you get the first impression on this kid. You get him for a weekend. I think that didn't hurt Georgia at all. You kind of set the bar for this kid. So if Georgia's going to have a legit chance, I like the opportunity to take it first. I think he's taking an OV to Penn State. I think he's taking one to South Carolina. I think he's taking one to LSU. I think he's taking one to Ohio State. And I think he's taking one to Auburn. Like, you can take those unlimited OVs. This guy's going to see a lot of schools. So you get a chance to kind of get out in front and set the tone for a player like this. He's certainly an interior guy. This is an offensive guard. This guy's a mauler. He is, you know, he's one of them dudes now. But Georgia's certain to get a player like that, they would have to, I think, take the first swing, and they did.
Yeah. Yeah, going to be interesting to see how that one develops. One more here on the key OVs. We got a lot of guys to get to tonight, I do want to touch on this one because, again, like Nick Abrams, his name keeps coming up, and that is a local guy, an in-state guy, a guy that I feel personally, Rusty, gets overlooked sometimes in this class when we're talking about names, and that's Ryan Mosley. 6'2", 205 out of Carrollton, one of the top programs in the country. Period. Go out. Listen, if you hadn't been out to Carrollton in a while, go out to Carrollton. Go see what they got going on out there, man. It's a deal, I promise. Four-star guy here, though, 249 in the nation. And Mosley, one of those guys that a true athlete, right, fits both the sides of the ball as you need him. But it seems like James Coley and company really kind of hammering down on the need at wide receiver for this guy.
Kid they've been locked in on for a long time. It's a kid they really like. A lot of people thought he could play safety. And Georgia, in fact, looked at him at safety. I think he prefers to play wide receiver. So, you know, if this guy told every school that's recruiting him, hey, I want to play safety, I believe they would take him as well. You know, he comes to Georgia this weekend. He's not going anywhere next weekend. Then he follows that up with a trip to Alabama. Then he goes to South Carolina. Then he goes to Texas A&M. Then he goes to Nebraska. I think, personally, this is a Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina battle. I kind of like where Georgia is right now. And just my kind of gut feeling here is I think Georgia tried to close this thing out as close as they can. Like, you get him on campus and you just hold him off. You know what I mean? And they set this visit up a long time ago. He wanted to see Georgia first. They wanted him in town. He's going to be here again before he goes to Alabama and then before he goes to South Carolina. So, James Coley was down there last week. He'll get to see him again and, you know, before this is over with. So, and Carrollton will be back at team camp in June. So Georgia will get to see him at that point again, with his 7-on-7 team. So a lot of opportunity there in front of him. This is a major, major target for Georgia. And, you know, right now I really like where Georgia sits, but I do think the biggest competition would be Alabama and South Carolina, in my opinion.
I like that Chad Simmons said basically he didn't have a lot to say about this visit because it was the same thing as always. Georgia feels like home. So a lot to like about how Ryan Mosley sits with Georgia. Mm-hmm. And like I said, to me, when you're building this class out, I think people tend to forget his name from time to time. Don't. Yep. Ryan Mosley, a guy that you absolutely need to know when it comes to the 2026 class. Speaking of need to know, you need to know about our friends over at Sun Heist, if you don't already. Great partners, great friends, doing fantastic work in their space. And we're excited to partner with them for code DAWGSHQ20. That's DAWGSHQ20. You can get over, check out all the styles. And the thing that's cool about Sun Heist is if you're not there yet with them in terms of what they got for selection, hey, look, they're working on adding new stuff all the time. So they've got a number of selections out there, the alder, the ash, the aspen, cedar, birch, cherry. They've got all kinds of them out there. I went for the cottonwoods myself, which are a pretty smooth pair of aviators that they do. These with the tinted, the blue tinted lenses with the mirrors on them. Those are sweet, man. They got me feeling like Goose.
Hey, Top Gun just came out 30 years. Oh, what was it? 1986. I saw the other day this week. So it's a good time to get those.
Yeah, absolutely. They're already a great price, but you can get 20% off with our code DOGSHQ20. Get free shipping over there on orders over $65. Free returns if you need to return them. Lifetime on the warranty for the frames. Injected polarization. Look, I could go on and on and on. There's a million reasons to check out Sunhikes. They're the perfect sunglasses for getting out there hiking, hitting the lake in the summer. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do. If you're looking for new shades, Sunhikes is the one to check out. So get over there, use code DOGSHQ20 for 20% off your first purchase. We are big fans of theirs and good friends of theirs as well. So check them out, sunhikes.com. Rusty, we talked about a couple of key visits, but there were other guys on campus to know this weekend. And one of the guys that jumped off the page to me, and I'm going to kind of throw you a loop on this one because I didn't tell you I was going to mention this guy's name. But his name's too fun for me to pass up on. And that is Shedarius Tootle. Any opportunity I get a chance to say his name, I'm going to take it. Four-star linebacker, 6'3", 220 pounds, committed to the Auburn Tigers and out of Mobile, Alabama. So let's not pretend that it's going to be easy to pull him out of there necessarily. But the Dogs had him with Jalen Walker. They had him with Nick Abrams. They're pairing these guys together. He's a quiet guy. He doesn't do just a ton of media, but I'm curious, Rusty, what's the feel maybe around Georgia trying to get in on Auburn on this one?
I'll say this. In all the years I've been doing this, I don't know if a parent has had a better time on a visit than his dad. knock on him. I loved it. My man was on Instagram posting all the pictures. He was in all caps tagging everybody. He tagged Jalen Walker every picture. It just like a proud dad, man. And I loved it. I thought he did. I thought they had a great time. So this is a guy that we've mentioned on Dogs HQ this week that down in Mobile that Glenn Schumann, you saw the video, Glenn Schumann and Chidera, Derebe were playing basketball in his backyard with his dad. This is a kid they're definitely recruiting an inside linebacker. This is a guy that, he's very flexible. Could they use him on the edge at sometime down the line? Maybe they could, but he is an inside linebacker. And, you know, I said something on the dog walk. I said, don't write this one off just yet. You know what I mean? So Shedarius Tootle's a guy. He had great size too. I'm curious. We're going to try to get some measurements this weekend. He had a great size and all the pictures he was in too. And man, shout out to his dad. He did a great job. And hey, I loved it. That'd have been, if Rusty Mansell had a prospect like that, that would have been me, man. I've been all over, but man, he did a great job. Kind of documented the whole trip.
I feel like Darius Tootle's dad, even if he doesn't choose Georgia, will be coming to hang out with Glenn Schumann and
no doubt. Man, he had fun. My man had fun. He had the whole thing. I'm telling you, man. You know how when you were a kid and you went to Six Flags and your parents had you over the shoulder at the end of the day, you were wore out. His dad's wore out. His dad's going to take a nap tonight, but I know they had a good time, man. So that's what it's about. These are still kids, and parents are having a good time. And don't count out Shedarius Tootle right now just yet. Georgia had a linebacker in the mid-90s by the name of Gene Tootle. And he didn't play a ton. He played some. This dude was like the ultimate wedge buster on kickoff. This dude gave out more concussions in the 90s for Georgia. Like, this dude would absolutely annihilate you on kickoffs. But that's the last Tootle, I think, that played at Georgia. We'll see if this is going to be the next.
Yeah, that's, I think everybody hoping to some degree, like, obviously Auburn fans not, but I just want to write Tootaloo. I want to, when he decommits, you got it. Somebody's going to do that. I don't know who's going to get to. Another one out here, Rusty, from the state of Alabama, Tyson Bacon, a defensive lineman, 6'4", 265, out of Hoover, was committed to Tennessee at one point. This one has been kind of interesting. It feels like, again, when we're talking about those names that we hear kind of consistently, I feel like Bacon's name has sort of been on the uptrend in the last couple of months.
You know, I think Georgia thought they were in a good spot, and all of a sudden he committed to Tennessee. You know what I mean? I think Trey Scott, that was a guy they targeted pretty early. I think Georgia went down and saw him in January. I think Georgia thought they were in pretty good shape, and next thing you know, he commits to Tennessee. Well, they didn't let up, obviously, but when you think about him, when you think about that name, he keeps popping up, and get him on here. This is the guy that I think that we're going to have to start taking a little more serious. I think this is a guy we're going to start taking a little more serious in this class. You know, we try to figure out where they're going, you know, at D-line. It's interior guys. This is a guy that I think after this weekend, not saying George is leading, but I think as a staff and as Dogs HQ, we're going to have to keep our eye and use our network guys, Chad Simmons and Steve Wolf, on to kind of keep the information here, because this is a guy that I think that has a serious, serious look at Georgia.
My man over here, Harry, says, "Dear God in heaven, please give me a D-line named Bacon." And I can understand why you would want that, Harry.
No doubt, brother.
Rusty, a name I feel like we have not talked about a lot in this one, but obviously there are a million connections as to why we would. He was in town this weekend, and that is the brother of tight end Lawson, Lucky Carter Lucky. Four-star defensive lineman out of Norcross, man. He's been playing things pretty close to the vest.
You know, and you think about that Lucky family. Obviously, it starts with the dad, and then it starts with Lawson. They've been through all the recruiting processes. They've been through everything. They've been through everything you can imagine. And you think about, you know, they've seen it all. And this is a kid that kind of is under the radar, you know, for whatever reason. I think people just assume, hey, we're going to get this guy because it's Lawson Lucky's brother. Right. He's taking a visit. I follow, you know, his family on social media. He's been a lot of places. And, you know, Georgia, I think, is in a good spot. But I don't think this is a slam dunk as much people think. But we'll see. But this guy's somebody they've recruited hard since he was a freshman.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, look, 6'5", 270, plays at Norcross, so he's playing great competition. The genetics are there, clearly. And there's probably nobody that knows more about the Georgia program than the Lucky family. I mean, they are lifers when it comes to this stuff at this point. So, Lucky, a big one.
Ooh. I got my girl Lindy Ray just tied Georgia up in the regionals.
There you go. All right.
No. Georgia was down 2-1. You get a live reaction, man. I'm nervous. I'm shaking.
I was worried we just had a commit break.
No, man. Hey, this is her last at bat ever right here. So
nice. That's awesome.
So they just tied it up, and they're at Duke. So I'm kind of watching behind the scenes. That's my girl, coached her when she was 8, 9, and 10. So I got a little emotional connection there, but. Sorry for that interruption.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm excited for Rusty, a name that is in no way under the radar. A name that should be at the forefront of everybody's mind, everybody's lips when it comes to this class. Kamari Brooks, North Oconee High School, 6'3", 230, the prototype edge, the guy in this class that it feels like Georgia is pressing for about as hard as anybody in this class. At Georgia-Alabama battle for this one. He's back in town this weekend. It's not necessarily real hard for him to make that trek, the whole 10 minutes from Bogart. But, Rusty, this one feels probably tighter than a lot of people would prefer it, given that the Crimson Tide are really, really trying to make this one interesting.
Yeah. You know, and Tim Watts, our guy that runs our Bama Online, very connected over there. This is a kid that, you know, that Alabama's, you know, wanting him to. And I've said this when I've talked about Kamari, you know, several times when I've talked to him several times is that I saw him in a state championship game and I was like, I don't know if this guy is kind of as good as I thought he was. After the state championship game, I had zero questions. Like that guy's a must get. Alabama, he is a, you know, he's a kid they're recruiting really, really hard too. But he's been to Georgia. we don't even write it every time he goes to Georgia.
Yeah, we do it every other day almost.
He's literally 20 minutes, like from his house to the practice facility is 20 minutes. But I'll just tell you that this is the guy. I mean, this guy, Georgia is all in on this guy. I'm telling you, and he's tough. And, you know, when you say they got that dog in him, this kid's got that, he's got it in him. And I watched in the state championship game, like this dude was, he was talking it and then he was backing it up. Like he had some, like, I want some of you. And Georgia's done really well with them kids that love a lot of football. He's a clear targeted edge for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, to me, that one kind of coming down to two schools. It's been that way for a while. Georgia really, I think, kind of leaning heavily on that in-state factor. And you got to think that does play into their favor somewhat. I would definitely think that. We've got a couple more visits to get to, guys, but I do want to give out a shout-out to another friend of ours, and that's MyPerfectFranchise.net, Andy Ludicky and the folks over there. I wanted to switch it up. Rather than do our traditional ad read for Andy, I wanted to get over here, and I was looking at the testimonials today. And this one from Ray A. over at MyPerfectFranchise.net. He said, if you're considering leaving the corporate rat race and starting your own business, I highly recommend considering franchises, and I highly recommend reaching out to Andy for his expertise. Before working with Andy, I thought that owning a franchise was all McDonald's and Subways, and I definitely wasn't interested in that. Not only did Andy open my eyes to the breadth of opportunities out there, but he also taught me all the details of the different ownership models. He did a thorough deep dive with me to ensure we found a company that we believed in, were excited about, checked all of our boxes, and stayed within the bounds of the investment dollars we were willing to spend. He not only did all of this for free, but he was a great mentor during the entire journey. We're now about to open our first location, and it couldn't be more excited about the new path we are on. If you are looking for the best way to find career independence, work-life balance, and still make a six-figure plus income, do yourself a favor and reach out to Andy. So follow Ray's lead, get over to MyPerfectFranchise.net, work with Andy Ludicky and the folks over there. They'll guide you through the process, and their services are free to you. They are paid by the franchises themselves. So you got nothing to lose and a lot to check out. Get over to MyPerfectFranchise.net. Rusty, I want to hit a couple of 2027 names in this one. And I'm going to start with that of Andrew Beard out of Prince Avenue. A guy that you may not know it when you hear his name, but he's got some big, deep Georgia ties, Garrison Hurst. Give us a little bit of a look at this guy. I know you've had a chance to see him in person, too. The dude can go, yeah?
Garrison Hurst, maybe my favorite all-time Georgia player. I've said this before. Nobody's ever looked like that in pads at Georgia. Right. And he had the big bulky shoulder pads and the big wide jersey. Like, could you imagine him and how these uniforms fit now? Like, sure. Nobody has ever wore the silver britches like Garrison Hurst did, and they still have it. Should have won the Heisman, which was BS. But anyway, getting back to that, this guy is.
I was like, you got a little sidetracked there with the Garrison.
Sore subject, man. I mean, and he knows I've told him that many times, but that sure. Garrison. Yeah, he called me about his nephew, and he said, hey, Rusty, my nephew is an eighth grader. I think he's pretty good. He brought him to my camp, and I got a chance to see him, and I was like, you know, man, he's pretty good. And he had went to Lincoln County and played a year, and then he transferred up to Prince and played. We had him on this year against Hebron Christian in a game, and I'm telling you that he was the best player on the field. And that night, I was like, this kid is – as a junior right now, he is elite, powerful, everything about him is for real. And he dominated that night. They could not do anything with him. Now, he got hurt in the semifinals, and he only got to play like six or seven snaps in the state championship in the rematch. And I'm not taking anything away from Hebron Christian, but the first time they played Hebron Christian, he was the best player on the field, and they couldn't do anything about it. This kid is a major, major prospect. He's making his own name, but he does have a connection there with obviously his uncle. He is the real deal now. I'm telling you.
Now, speaking of connections, Rusty, 2027 quarterback Teddy Girard, another name that you think, where's the connection here? But pretty tight with the Kirby Smart family, I should say. There's a
his uncle Corey Phillips played quarterback at Georgia, and he's been, and his kids are, you know, their whole family's Georgia Bulldogs. And what I like about Teddy is this young man kind of just went through the recruiting process and just kept growing and growing and growing. Had a really good year this year. He led North Cobb Christian to the semifinals, and they got beat by Prince Avenue, who got beat by Hebert. So Teddy Girard played Andrew Beard in the state semifinals. That was the game that Beard got hurt. And then in January, Teddy Girard transferred up the street to North Cobb, which is a 6A school in Georgia. And I think he just, to me, Teddy was on that cusp of like, is he going to be an SEC type guy, or is he going to be, you know, he's going to have offers. He already had offers. When I saw him in March, I mean, he's almost 6'4". He's slinging it around. I was like, oh boy, yep, this guy's for real. Well, Mike Bobo goes to see him, I think, Thursday. And from what I understand, Mike Bobo said, you need to be in Athens Saturday and you need to bring your family with you. And he came and they offered him in person. And what's funny is Georgia offered him Saturday morning. Well, Saturday night, Ohio State offered him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it didn't take long. It didn't take long. And that tells you Ohio State was probably like, let's get him to campus. Let him throw for us and we'll offer. Guess what? When Georgia offers an in-state kid, when Georgia offers a kid that's got connections to the University of Georgia, Ohio State was like, we're not playing around. We got to get in the mix. So Teddy Girard is a kid that you're going to hear a lot about. There is some connection there with his family and his uncle. And you know, his mom's name is Georgia. I'll just say that. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's going to be an interesting one. I mean, it's crazy that we're already talking.
That was a big fact. That was a big one. And this kid, this kid's going to be on TV several times. You're gonna get a chance to see him. So excited for him. You know, look, when these kids get these offers, and you understand what it means. There's a lot to this story. There's a lot to this. Corey Phillips and family went through a pretty tough deal. About a year and a half ago. I'm not going to put their stuff out, but to have that moment to where his nephew got offered by Georgia and he earned that offer, that had to be an incredible Saturday evening for a family of lifelong Georgia fans and Georgia alumni.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And some thoughts from Teddy Girard over on the Dog Walk. So you can come check that out. We got a ton of stuff. Chad, Jeremy, Steve, they've all been hitting the bricks on this thing, man. So get over, check it all out over at Dogs HQ. Rusty, we're going to wrap this one up with Summer Slammed. It is, we got this weekend to.
Is that Hogan and NWO? Is that what you're talking about?
We've got this weekend for Memorial Day, and then it's basically. We don't stop until what, February?
Well, I put it this way. I asked somebody, some connections I've got in the building. I said, do y'all have any official visitors next weekend, Memorial Day? And the answer was hell no.
Yeah.
But when they come back, so next weekend, Georgia staff will be off. But when they come back, say the Tuesday after Memorial Day, like it doesn't stop until it doesn't stop. Now, July is dead this year. So, that's interesting. So that just ramps things up in June even more. Like those four and a half weeks in June are going to be fast paced, and it's going to be wild, man. And here's another thing. I got a text today from a prospect that I think's under the radar, and he said, "Hey, Georgia hit me up, and they want me to come to this kind of elite camp." So they're already. Camp season, you know, that's the thing I kind of like. Who gets the offers? Agreed. You know what I mean? Like camp season, like we've been doing. Dylan Bell, you know, he earned an offer.
Chase Linton, that day.
Chase Linton, or
who's a Chuckwa? Who's a Chuckwa last?
You can just go through. You can go through, but these are last year guys. What? But you can go all the way back to Eric Stokes. Like offered Eric. Eric Stokes was a running back, and they worked him out at DB. And I remember at the time it was Mel Tucker, and. Mel Tucker's like, I'm offering this dude. Like, I'm like, holy smokes, I got a place running back. And he's like, no, we worked him out at DB. So Yeah, that's a pretty good pull. Can't leave out. He wound up being a first rounder, DB, oh, by the way. So I'll say this. Go out to my man there. I don't know his name. Right above Fred F. in the comments there. He said that Garrison Hurst, home run Georgia. How about that?
There you go.
How about that? They take the lead on Duke. I watch it all, folks. I'm telling you right now, watch it all. If you're not watching, Georgia's in the Super Regionals right now on ESPN Plus. Tune in. They win this game. They go play at Florida next week. So, but Garrison Hurst, I've told him this, and I've told Andre Hastings this in person. Both of those guys are what got me into recruiting. Following those late 80 recruitments, those to me were the first like super recruits. And I couldn't get enough of Garrison Hurst and Andre Hastings, but Garrison Hurst definitely one of my all-time favorites, man. And I'm still pissed off about that Heisman vote. Gino Toretta, my ass. Come on, man.
It's cool because, like, I feel like everybody in this business has, like, that guy that, like,
pulls. That's my dude, like, man. That's my dude. Garrison Hurst is my
mine
guy.
Mine was Alec Ogletree.
Bad dude.
I'm not kidding. I've worn that highlight tape out. I watched that thing a million times.
I saw him beat, I believe it was like Brookwood or Parkview down at Noonan in like the Elite Eight. And I'm telling you, this dude blocked like two field goals in the fourth quarter. Like, this dude leaped 40 foot in the air and blocked two field goals. My Alec Ogletree, we need to go to that one day. My Alec Ogletree, committing in Rome that night.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We got some shout outs here. Tyler Rivers says, checking in from Lake County, Tennessee. Been pretty fun being a dog fan in Tennessee. Love the hard work, man. Shout out to you, Tyler, for repping the dogs in the Volunteer State. We got my man, Andy up here says, we need a March Madness style bracket with all of CFB's best names. Tyson Bacon and Shedarius Tootle definitely count, I would think, in there. We got Mike Free checking in from Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Shout out to you, Mike. And Rick Shirley says, thanks, guys. Love the Sunday evening updates. Also wanted to get to this question here, Rusty. Recruiting a lot of receivers, what are the chances of holding on to Spafford? And does keeping him still help with Mark Bowman?
Here's a visit I'd watch with him. Here's a visit I'll watch with him. He goes to Miami last, and I think that's the one you want to watch at the end. And I know people, that's a trigger word right now with Miami and Georgia. That's the one I would watch. I do think Georgia is still trying to hold on to him. I talked to Chad Simmons last week. He was on the West Coast, and Chad said that he goes, look, you know, Georgia's still got him right now. He said, but that Miami visit might be one I would kind of watch toward the end. So we'll see where they are in the summer. Mark Bowman, I think, is Georgia and Texas. You know, I know USC's in that thing, I think Georgia, I think he's going to come down to Georgia and Texas. And he is, I say it every week, take quarterbacks out. Mark Bowman, to me, is the best player in high school football. And I really think that, you know, if Georgia gets him, it's on. I'm just telling you, this dude, like you, if you don't watch tape and you just want to just graze some tape, go watch Mark Bowman's huddle. And I know he wears 19, and anybody that's followed me for 16 years, I try to do two things. I don't do percentages on commits. You know, I don't want to say somebody's 51% leaning to Georgia as opposed to 66% leaning to Georgia. I just don't do that. I try to tell you where I think they're going to go. I don't like comparing kids to pros because it puts an unrealistic expectation on them. I will say, however, this might be the closest thing that they're ever going to get to Brock Bowers again. Like, sure, this guy, and he wears 19. It's just, you look at him and it's hard not to see Brock Bowers, you know, and he's a little bit taller than Brock Bowers. I was surprised seeing him in person. I was like, damn, that joker's big. So if you want to lock in and follow recruitment, I'm just telling you right now, follow the Mark Bowman, and you might get your heart broke at the end, but that's the one to be interested in, because if that kid ends up in Athens, ooh, and what Georgia has done with tight ends, and they got some damn good ones right now too, you add that kid to the mix, it's going to be good news for Georgia.
Do you feel like that's possibly the biggest deterrent with Bowman right now is perhaps Georgia's depth chart at that position versus Texas's?
What do you mean? Say again?
Well, do you feel like the depth at Georgia's tight end?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't, because here's what I, people like that, and no slight to anybody else, people like that are not worried about anybody else.
No, sure. You know what I mean?
They're not, but if you're around,
you got to be selling that.
If I'm Texas, I'm like, you see that guy? That guy. Listen, if Georgia doesn't get Mark Bowman, it's not the end of the world. Okay. They've got dudes. Okay. You've got dudes. So, but like, this is the guy. You don't want to miss on the guy to me. But I'm just telling you that if I'm Texas, hell yes. But Texas has done a good job with their tight ends too. Now, Sarkisian's done a really good job. So he's got something to sell. You know, it's not going to be – I don't think this is going to be one of those where they're just going to get into a World War III for bidding. You're going to have to pay for Mark Bowman. I don't care. You know you're going to have to pay for Mark Bowman, period. Now, is it going to get into one of those final hour deals? I don't think so. I think you put an offer on the table. And they're going to put an offer on the table. And I think this kid for sure is playing the long game because this is I don't like doing it, man, but that's an NFL first rounder. Like, you want to watch an NFL first rounder?
Yeah.
I went to see Laramie a million times, Jake. You say it too. I went to see Laramie Tunsil and I left that night going, that's the number one pick in the draft. And
yeah, absolutely.
Not for a bad night in Ole Miss one night. He would have been the number one pick in the draft.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, in ninth grade, you saw it with Trevor Lawrence.
You knew
it was going to be the case. Wasn't really a question. This kid, you turn the tape on. The thing that I keep telling people is what gets me about Mark Bowman is he does that thing Fred Flintstone does where his feet go in the air, and when he hits the ground, he's at top speed, man. I mean, he's like shot out of a cannon when by the time he touches back down on the ground.
You know what I like about Mark Bowman is on Mark Bowman's highlights, and the kids usually do these or somebody does it.
Yeah.
He has three super freaky touchdowns, okay? And then the next seven are pancaking somebody, like absolutely mauling somebody's ass into the ground, like 20 yards down the field. I'm like, and he's attached to the line of scrimmage. I'm like, yep, that dude's he's different, man. Don't get me pumped up by Mark Bowman tonight because I can go there.
Yeah, no doubt, guys.
Listen, Caden Prothro is another kid. I'm telling you, Caden Prothro, and there's not enough talk about Lincoln Keys as a kid. Lincoln Keys is the kid that I'm telling you right now is going to be good at Georgia, and I'll tell you why. Because he doesn't give a damn who else is in the class. He doesn't care who else they recruit. You know what Lincoln Keys did about a month ago? He came to Georgia from Michigan to help recruit Mark Bowman to Georgia. You know what I mean? So when I start thinking about checking boxes on kids, and Lincoln Keys, another kid, we talk about camp offers, Georgia worked him out twice, and they were like, we're on him, and they offered and got him. So you know, the tight end room right now, don't worry about that too much.
It's in good hands. Like you said, if they miss him, not the end of the world. You got the number one tight end from last year, and he's built like an NBA power forward. So
I'm concerned.
I mean, it's ridiculous, man. Todd Hartley he's at a different level.
Now, Todd Hartley's pulse doesn't get above 50 right now, I guarantee.
Yeah, you want to talk about job security? You want to talk about things going real well for you? But no, this is an exciting time, Rusty. Like you said, this weekend is off, and then it's basically on. The camp season, I'm telling you, there will be – my guess is – probably at least two guys that are offered during this camp season that end up in this class. That seems to kind of be the norm.
100%. They go
out and find those guys. They trust their evaluations. They love to get these guys on campus. So you will find new names here in the next couple of weeks that will end up on the commit list. I can assure you that you're going to have official visits every week for 4 weeks. These guys are going to be run ragged by the time July 4th comes around.
And I'll tell you, I'd be willing to bet they'll be in-state kids too.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean? You know, absolutely. It means to borrow the term, it means more. And you get a kid like Chase Linton. Mm-hmm. Poor old Rutgers, man. Rutgers did a hell of a job recruiting last year, developing and finding players. And Rutgers lost like four players at the end, you know, to schools. And that's just one of those deals. But you gotta be worried when you're Georgia. when your Georgia, when your kids go to camp in Georgia, you know, you're don't go camp for Georgia. Don't do it.
Sure. So no doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
Question here. I get a lot of questions. We'll finish this up with this. Tyler Atkinson, you know, here's what I'm confident about Tyler Atkinson that nobody knows, but Tyler Atkinson and his dad and his little circle. Okay. I have known Tyler and his dad since the end of the seventh grade. And I'm telling you that it's a very tight circle. You know, he's not doing much media. I called over there the other day. I said, hey, I might come by and see Tyler and get his stuff. I said, hey, look, he's kind of shutting this thing down. I said, you know what? I get it. It's big boy time. So, you know, when you start saying so-and-so's a leader and this and that, be careful with that. Do I think Ohio State's a huge threat? Ohio State, to me, is the biggest threat for him with Georgia. But Georgia's, they're doing everything, I think, the right way. They have been on this kid for a long, long time. And this is a guy that Georgia covets, wants. And it's a big one. It's another big boy.
Absolutely. No question about it. Guys, look. We'll have you covered on all the fallout. There's a ton of stuff already over at Dogs HQ coming off of the scavenger hunt weekend. We'll have it covered throughout this whole week, too. We'll look ahead to the beginning of those official visits as well. It's go time. There's no doubt about it. We got 2 weeks here. This Memorial Day break will not be a break for us, I can assure you. Get over to Dogs HQ. Check it all out. And we will be back with you soon here on the Dogs HQ YouTube channel. Thank you guys for tuning in this evening. We'll see you soon.